Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom and this is the first part in the series of questions on respiratory medicine. If you like these questions, you can find them on the members site at members.zerotofinals.com. And I've just launched a new feature, which is Anki-like, meaning that you can view questions individually and then rate them depending whether you find them easy, medium, or hard. And that will determine when the software shows you that question again. And this way you can do spaced repetitions of these short answer questions so that you drill the information into your memory. But for now, let's get straight into these respiratory questions. Question 1. What are the 4 most prevalent types of cancer in the UK in order? Breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, and then bowel cancer. Question 2. What is the most significant risk factor for lung cancer? Smoking. Question 3. What are the 3 most common histological types of lung cancer? Adenocarcinoma, which is around 40% of lung cancers, squamous cell carcinoma, which is around 20%, and small cell lung cancer, which is around 20%. Question 4. What type of lung cancer affects the pleura and is strongly linked to asbestos exposure? Mesothelioma. Question 5. What sign in the hands may indicate lung cancer? Finger clubbing. Question 6. Why might a patient with lung cancer develop a hoarse voice? When there is a recurrent laryngeal nerve palsy, with a tumour pressing on the recurrent laryngeal nerve. Question 7. What nerve palsy in a patient with lung cancer causes diaphragm weakness and worsened shortness of breath? A phrenic nerve palsy. Question 8. What is the triad of symptoms in Horner's syndrome? Partial ptosis, anhidrosis, and meiosis. How might lung cancer cause Horner syndrome? When there is a Pancoast tumour or a tumour in the pulmonary apex pressing on the sympathetic ganglion. Question 9. What type of lung cancer can cause syndrome of inappropriate ADH or SIADH? Small cell lung cancer. What biochemical abnormality does this cause? Hyponatremia or a low sodium. Question 10. How might lung cancer cause Cushing's syndrome? Ectopic ACTH secretion by a small cell lung cancer which stimulates excessive cortisol release by the adrenal glands. Question 11. How might lung cancer cause hypercalcemia? When there's ectopic parathyroid hormone secreted by squamous cell carcinoma. Question 12. What antibodies are linked with limbic encephalitis as a paraneoplastic syndrome associated with lung cancer? Anti-HU or anti-HU antibodies. Question 13. What is targeted and damaged in patients with Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome? Vulnerable voltage-gated calcium channels on the presynaptic terminals of motor neurons. What type of lung cancer is this associated with? Small cell lung cancer. What is the main presenting feature of this syndrome? Proximal muscle weakness. Question 14. What is the first line investigation in patients with suspected lung cancer? A chest x-ray. Question 15. What blood test finding is an indication for urgent investigation for lung cancer? A raised platelet count or thrombocytosis. Question 16. What investigation for cancer involves injecting a radioactive tracer and using a CT scanner and a gamma ray detector to visualize how metabolically active various tissues are? A PET CT scan or positron emissions tomography. Question 17. What is the name for minimally invasive keyhole surgery to treat lung pathology, such as lung cancer? Video-assisted thoracoscopic surgery, or VATS. Question 18. What are the three main thoracotomy incisions? An anterolateral thoracotomy, an axillary thoracotomy, and a posterolateral thoracotomy. Question 19. When would pneumonia be classed as hospital-acquired rather than community-acquired? When it develops after more than 48 hours in a hospital. Question 20. What criteria are used to calculate the CURB 65 score? Confusion, urea above 7 millimoles per liter, a respiratory rate above 30, blood pressure below 90 systolic or 60 diastolic, and aged above 65. Question 21. What are the top two bacterial causes of pneumonia? Streptococcus pneumoniae and Haemophilus influenzae. Question 22. What type of atypical pneumonia is most associated with hyponatremia? Legionella pneumophila, or Legionnaire's disease. Question 23. What type of atypical pneumonia is most associated with erythema multiforme? Mycoplasma pneumoniae. Question 24. What type of atypical pneumonia may be contracted from infected birds, such as parrots? Chlamydia sitaki. Question 25. What type of fungal pneumonia typically occurs in immunocompromised patients, such as those with end-stage HIV? Pneumocystis jiovecki pneumonia, or PCP. What medication may be taken prophylactically in patients at risk of this condition? Cotrimoxazole, which is trimethoprim and sulfamethoxazole. Question 26. What point-of-care test may be used in primary care to indicate whether a patient presenting with features of a lower respiratory tract infection will benefit from antibiotics? A C-reactive protein, or CRP. Question 27. What urine tests may be helpful in patients with pneumonia? A pneumococcal urinary antigen and Legionella urinary antigen. Question 28. What is the normal blood pH level? 7.35 to 7.45. Question 29. What is the normal PaO2 of arterial blood? 10.7 to 13.3 kPa. Question 30. What is the normal PaCO2 of arterial blood? 4.7 to 6.0 kPa. Question 31. What is the normal blood level of bicarbonate, or HCO3? 22 to 26 millimoles per litre. Question 32. What is the meaning of FiO2? It's the fraction of inhaled oxygen, or the oxygen concentration of the inhaled gas. Question 33. What is the FiO2 of room air? 21%. Question 34. What type of oxygen mask can be used to give a precise FiO2? A Venturi mask. Question 35. What happens to the PaO2 and the PaCO2 in type 1 respiratory failure? There is a low PaO2 and a normal PaCO2. Question 36. What happens to the PaO2 and the PaCO2 in type 2 respiratory failure? There is a low PaO2 and a raised PaCO2. Question 37. What two results on an arterial blood gas indicate respiratory acidosis? A low pH and a raised PaCO2. Question 38. In a patient with respiratory acidosis due to COPD, what does a raised bicarbonate on the arterial blood gas indicate? Chronic retention of carbon dioxide, where the kidneys compensate by producing more bicarbonate to maintain a normal pH. Question 39. What two results on an arterial blood gas indicate respiratory alkalosis? A high pH and a low PaCO2. Question 40. What two results on an arterial blood gas indicate metabolic acidosis? A low pH and a low bicarbonate. Question 41. What two results on an arterial blood gas indicate metabolic alkalosis? A raised pH and a raised bicarbonate. So thanks for listening to this episode of Short Answer Questions on Respiratory Medicine. If you want to access these questions in a written format with Anki-like functionality so you can do spaced repetitions and really drill these facts into your memory long term, then I recommend heading over to members.zerotofinals.com and signing up for the member site. It costs £9.60 a month and you can cancel your membership at any time. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll go through some more questions on respiratory medicine.